第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. Hi Tom, are you drawing Mickey Mouse now?
No, I'm drawing the Monkey King.
Question, what's Tom drawing now?
Two, look, there is a big stone in the middle of the road. It's dangerous for cars.
Okay, let's move it away.
Question, what's in the middle of the road?3. Who's the man in the picture?
He's a stupid emperor.
Question, what does the girl think of the emperor? 4. What's the book about?
An old man tried to move the mountains.
Question, what are they talking about?5. Which book do you like? Sleeping Beauty or Hansel and Gretel?
Neither. I like Journey to the West better.
Question. Which book does the girl like?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Jane, I called you just now, but you didn't pick up. What were you doing?
I was reading a story called The Fox and the Crow.
What do you think of the story?
Oh, it's very educational.
Can you tell me something about it?
Of course. One day, a crow gets a piece of meat. A fox is very hungry and wants to eat the meat. Then the fox says hello to the crow, but the crow doesn't answer.
And then?
Then the fox says the crow has a beautiful voice and asks the crow to sing a song. The crow is very proud and wants to sing. When it opens its mouth, the meat drops and the fox gets it.
The crow is really silly.
I agree. The fox isn't telling the truth. The crow has a terrible voice.
Jane, I called you just now, but you didn't pick up. What were you doing?
I was reading a story called The Fox and the Crow.
What do you think of the story?
Oh, it's very educational.
Can you tell me something about it?
Of course. One day, a crow gets a piece of meat. A fox is very hungry and wants to eat the meat. Then the fox says hello to the crow, but the crow doesn't answer.
And then?
Then the fox says the crow has a beautiful voice and asks the crow to sing a song. The crow is very proud and wants to sing. When it opens its mouth, the meat drops and the fox gets it.
The crow is really silly.
I agree. The fox isn't telling the truth. The crow has a terrible voice.
Questions 1. What was Jane doing when the boy called her?
Two, how does Jane like the story?
Three, why does the fox say hello to the crow?
Four, what happens at the end of the story?
Five, does the crow have a nice voice?
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到"嘟"的提示音后。 进入下一小题。Tom
walked past the shop at the street corner. He stopped to look at the front row of shoes. He felt very happy because the pair of shoes he wanted very much was still there. He really wanted to have them for his birthday, but he sadly walked away. He knew very well his mother had little money to buy them. He decided not to go home at once, as he looked sad and his mother would notice it. So he went to the park and sat on the grass. There he saw a boy moving a wheelchair with his hands. Tom looked at him and was surprised to see that he had no feet. He looked at his own feet. It's much better to be without shoes than without feet, he thought. There was no reason for him to feel so sorry and sad. He went away and smiled, feeling he was happier. Tom walked past the shop at the street corner. He stopped to look at the front row of shoes. He felt very happy because the pair of shoes he wanted very much was still there. He really wanted to have them for his birthday, but he sadly walked away. He knew very well his mother had little money to buy them. He decided not to go home at once, as he looked sad and his mother would notice it. So he went to the park and sat on the grass. There he saw a boy moving a wheelchair with his hands. Tom looked at him and was surprised to see that he had no feet. He looked at his own feet. It's much better to be without shoes than without feet, he thought. There was no reason for him to feel so sorry and sad. He went away and smiled, feeling he was happier.
Questions. 1. How did Tom pass the shop at the street corner?
2. Why did Tom stop?
3. Why did Tom go to the park?
4. Why was Tom surprised when he saw the boy?
5. What can we learn from the story?